More shoppers are buying Impossible Burgers, Beyond Meat, and other meat alternatives made from plants. Now, smaller businesses are jumping on the trend, too. But as Harvest Public Media's Seth Bodine reports, while the industry is gaining traction, public perception is one of the biggest obstacles to more growth.
It's no secret that Oklahoma is beef country. Even the Oklahoma legislature recently passed a measure encouraging citizens to eat more meat.
Let's enjoy the summer with eating lots of meat.
Members, you've heard explanation.
Grill it all on. Put everything on the grill, Mr. Speaker.
Grill it all. Amen.
The state used millions of dollars in COVID relief to boost local meat processors. Despite this official support for beef, pork, and meats, some alternatives are making headway. Meet Gwyneth Yvonne and Randon Moore.
Gwyneth and I like to say we're changing cattle country one vegan meal at a time.
Yvonne and Moore started a vegan food business called Beatbox, spelled like the red root vegetable, while at Northwestern Oklahoma State University.
I think that's what surprises people the most is our chicken, because people don't think it's vegan at first until we like try to convince them, like, trust us, it's vegan.
They had students lined up outside their apartment.
That's when we knew we had something special and we knew we had to take it to the next level and open a food truck together.
Nationally, products like chickenless patties and beefless burgers have been slowly growing. Jason Lusk is a professor of agricultural economics at Purdue University.
You can see from grocery store sales data, so scanner data, that sales of plant-based alternatives are increasing.
Lusk says sales of refrigerated meat substitutes are up more than 100% in May 2020 compared to 2019. That big jump is because the market is still small, he says. But beef is still a big winner. Shoppers chose beef about three times as often as all meat alternatives. Part of that is likely the price. Right now, mock meats are more expensive to make, but Lusk says consumer preferences are the biggest barrier.
Consumers' perceptions of traditional beef are very positive, and generally more positive than the plant-based alternatives in terms of things like taste.
I love a great steak, you know, sirloin and just wonderful, but I'm a little bit more on the traditional side. So when you talk about plant-based foods, my first impression would be, how good will it be, you know, for something if you compare it to a good steak?
That's Mike Leal. He and his wife Christy stopped by the Beatbox truck outside a brewery in Oklahoma City. When they tasted the chickenless nachos from Beatbox, Christy says they were surprised.
If I understand correctly, this is jackfruit. It's actually pretty good. Yeah. The texture is very similar. The flavor is similar. So maybe it is getting somewhere now.
The owners say a majority of Beatbox's customers aren't vegan. In fact, that's one of the main markets of these meat alternatives. Glenn Tonzer is a professor at Kansas State University.
Somebody that still is open to consuming meat products, so beef, pork, chicken, and the like, but maybe not with every meal.
Scott Blubaugh, the president of the Oklahoma Farmers Union, says the plant-based meat industry could become a competitor for beef and pork.
When you look at, say, almond milk or some of the other substitutes that really aren't milk at all, they really have heated against our dairy farmers.
Which is why he supports laws in Oklahoma and other states that require meat alternatives to be clearly labeled as plant-based. Still, entrepreneurs like Moore and Yvonne are hopeful more people will start to open up to these alternatives. They say they're talking with big fast food restaurants about their chickenless patties. Moore says they're dreaming big.
A lot of people ask us, how big do you want to get? We usually say, have you heard of Amazon? So that's our goal, you know. So.
While experts expect companies like Beatbox to grow, they don't think most people will be replacing their hamburgers or steak with mock meat anytime soon. Seth Bodine, Harvest Public Media.